And I'm from a pretty large area, but I go to a small group just because it's my choice. And there's about 10 people in the meeting, and the newcomer was real sincere, and it was really neat. It gave me a real good feeling. You know, they were real interested in finding recovery. And after the meeting, one of the members, the regulars, came up to me and said, I liked what you had to say to the newcomer. And I thought about it for a minute, and I was just trying to think. I've heard a lot of stuff about getting away from the basics and stuff. And all I said was, not to use, go to meetings and get a sponsor. And for somebody to come up to me that's been in recovery for well over a year and say, I liked what you had to say, when that to me was just such a pat standard thing that I heard at meetings, makes me wonder what has happened. And I've learned a lot about myself this weekend, and my own personal recovery is a miracle, and I'm real grateful for that. In the first year of recovery, and even last year, I'm real scared of people and real scared of crowds, and I went to Cheeha for 5 minutes. We drove all the way out there, and I got to the door, and I looked in, and I saw the people, and we left. And for me to be able to walk through the doors and to overcome an immobilizing fear where I could not even speak to more than 2 people at one time is a miracle in this program for me, and I'm real grateful for that. Because what I'm learning in overcoming my fear is that there's so much more out there, and all these people that have come from out of town, you know, and from drove 12 hours to get here, and I'm thinking, you know, God, the meeting's at home. I don't even want to drive across town half the time, you know, because it's just too far and it's too late when I get home. And you know, I need to look at myself and see what's going on with me and with my recovery. And I don't know. I've heard a lot of really good things. I got what I came here for, which was a spiritual feeling, and I love that today. You know, regardless of what people came here for and what their feelings were when they were here, we're all here united for one spiritual purpose. You know, and that's a miracle. That's a miracle, regardless of what our feelings are about each other. And, you know, I'm just real glad that I'm a part of this, and I'm real grateful for the miracle that's been in my life. Thank you.
We're about to run out of time. If we got some burning desires, you better come on up here. I never like to tell any addict to keep it brief, because if I was told to keep it brief when I first got here, I don't think I'd be standing up here today. But realism is realism. This is coming to an end for a new beginning. Some burning desires. I know somebody out there needs to come up here and share.
I'm an addict. My name is Linda. However, first of all, I don't believe I'm up here because I'm like you, shy. Don't like getting up in front of people. But I found that this weekend, you know, I got a whole new attitude now. And I never thought I would feel this way. And I know it's from this program because I never felt good about myself before. And you all make me feel good. You make me feel loved. And I don't know why, you know. It's like I could walk in a room and think that people didn't like me, and for no reason, because they didn't even know me. But today I feel like when I walk in these rooms with you all, you know, it's love there. You don't just like me, you love me. And it's great. The other night when they asked what the basic text meant, I didn't have enough nerve to come up here that night because I hadn't grown. But today I feel like I've grown. And when I first read, I went to treatment, and they made me stand up and say, I'm Linda and I'm an addict. And I said it to pacify them because that's what they wanted to hear. But then when I got in my room and I opened that book, you know, I found out I really was an addict. And I was really hurt, and I cried, and I asked why me, you know. But today I accept that I am an addict. And, you know, it's not that I'm glad that I'm an addict, but I'm glad that I'm in recovery, because without being an addict, I would never have felt the love that I felt this weekend from you all, you know. And I just feel like I've grown so much. this was great. I don't want to go home. I don't want you all to go home. I just want everybody to stay here, you know. And, I mean, it's just really, it's a blessing. You know, I know God is working in my life. He's working through other people to help me. And I've just really grown this weekend. I feel so much spirituality. You know, it's like I'm just full. I could cry myself, you know. But it's great. And I just thank you all for being here. Well, I just never thought love could flow this freely. I thought you had to earn somebody's love. And to just walk in and have love is, I don't know, it's unbelievable. And I got something to say when I go back to Detroit. I'll be burning up the tables now after this experience because it was just great. And I thank you all, and I love all of y'all.
Hold on. Thank you so
much. Well, somebody's out there and they just come up here. All right.
Hello, family. My name is Sandy, and I'm an addict.
Hi, family.
It is really special to be here at this convention. It's actually a humongous, many sized world convention for me because I can see people I hadn't seen since I went to World a year ago in Orlando. And it's kind of neat to meet new people and new members of family that I'm growing to love every day. And I never thought I'd be standing up here with a year and a few days crying and all the stuff that's gone on because of the different growing experiences that this program has offered and given me unconditionally. The love that's been shared to me here shows me that recovery works and the beauty that this program has to, I don't know, I'm probably getting lost, I'm a little bit tired. I'm glad this came about and I think it's a miracle we're all sitting here together. And every day, you know, the longer we stay clean, there's more people finding out about this beautiful program, that learning how to live a new way. You know, this makes it worthwhile to go get up in the morning and thank God to be alive at times. Because, you know, the longer we stay clean, we're going to be there for that suffering addict that may never have heard of this program or to know the love that's shared here. Thank you.
You know, I guess as we come to a close, a lot of us going to take home more than we came here with. I always feel a sense of loss. I always feel like I left something behind, you know. And I always want to try to get it back. And I only have to work at it a little bit harder to get that spirit or whatever that touched me, you know. I felt a lot about 3 o'clock this morning. I couldn't sleep and I went out and there was some 12-stepping going on, you know. And that was not what I wanted, but that's what I needed, you know. And that was gratitude. There were some newcomers that were hurting, confused, and what are back to basics, you know, back to the simple spiritual principles. I thank y'all, and I thank this fellowship, and I thank the committee for asking me. And I thank you for the experience. And I thank you for now, and I thank you for the hope that you're going to bring me tomorrow, you know. I feel like I have a little bit more compassion. I feel like I have a little bit more tolerance. And I really appreciate that. You're right, it's more like a mini convention, kind of a reunion, you know. I hope we do have something like this next August in this area, you know. I need it. I need it. I know there's many, many conventions around the country today, but I can't get to all so many of them so far away. And so I appreciate so many people coming from Florida to Massachusetts, Kansas, just you know, I'm just overwhelmed. I was just overwhelmed. We didn't need to do a roll call or a clean time count there last night. You know, you could fucking feel it, you know. It felt so good, you know. I mean, we're here, you know. We're here, you know. And that, I don't have to have that validated, you know, with this minute, you know. Newcomers can feel it, newcomers can see it. And I feel lots of gratitude. Let's see what's next. Okay. Thank y'all for a good meeting. Appreciate it. Let's get this thing together. I'd ask someone to give the chips out, but they're not here. Reggie, would you come up and give the chips out, please? Oh, chips. It's not chips. It's key tags. They're on the front table there. I love them.
My name's Reggie, and I'm an addict.
Hi, Reggie.
And here in this particular area, we have a chip system that goes like this. Brought from around this way. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, one child aware of life, you get a white chip that I just dropped. If you have 30 days, we offer you an orange, well, actually it's a tea time. For 60 days, we have a green one. For 90 days, a red. For 6 months, a blue. For 9 months, a yellow. And for a moon glow, we offer that 1 year chip. Anybody want a white chip? Anybody have 30 days? 60 days? 90 days? 6 months? 9 months?
All right!
Woo! Anybody have a year or any multiple? Anybody want to reach the cellar of white one? Thanks. Thank you.
Let's see, what's the next thing on this thing? Announcements. What do this announcement list? Yeah, the store is open. That's about the only thing I can remember.